Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Great to be with all of you again. And we thank you so much for just being a part of great news for today's world. As we just play our theme song, Jesus, we love you, Lord. And Yadipa, our special co-host, Miss Sister Sarah. Hi, Sister Sarah.
Hi, Reverend Robin. Nice to be back with you today.
Yes, just listen to the song just for about 10 seconds, and then we'll open in prayer, okay? Great news for today's world, and we thank you, everybody across the world, for joining us and worshiping the Lord with us, studying the Word. And so now we're going to turn off our song and ask Sister Sarah to open in prayer, please.
Sure. Jesus, you are the one that we adore. And we thank you for your presence that's here with us. I thank you for every caller that's on this line that's listening to the show. May your words be what's spoken today. And let us take back what we hear today and practically walk it out in our lives. We want to glorify you in all that we do, and we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, sister. And we want to remind you, this is the Sisters of the Lord. You can find our website. It is thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. It's a little long, but it is ours, thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. There you can contact us. And you can call us, you can text us, however you'd like to get a hold of us. We are here for you. But as always, as we say, right, Sister Sarah, that God is always with us. You just call out to him, and he answers right away. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
And so we're going to read from Ephesians today, and we're just going to share our thoughts. This is our talk show of Sisters of the Lord. You're welcome to call in. It's 515-602-9669. And we're going to continue to study about knowing salvation, eternal life, exactly what it is and how we go about just receiving it. So Ephesians chapter 1, which is in the New Testament, and it's right after Corinthians. And just open up there into chapter 1, and it's after Galatians. We're going to start in verse 3 through 5. Bless the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Verse 4, according to he hath chosen us in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in, are you catching these words, in love. Verse 5, having predestinated unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. And so there we go, the first verse in chapter 1 of Ephesians, verse 3, blessed. That means to be praised, to adore the Father God, to praise him, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and hath blessed us with all, say all.
All.
All means all, everything. With spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, to me, as I study that, we know that spiritual blessings is His nature, God's breath, filling us up with the Spirit of God. All of God is in us. Think about it. Blessed us with heavenly places, all heavenly places. That means things that are happening in heaven, supernatural position. As Jesus said in Matthew 6, He said, in this manner, in other words, it's kind of a template, because the disciples said, Lord, how do we pray? Teach us. He said, well, in this manner, pray. In this example, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so there we go. In heaven, all spiritual blessings can be ours here as we receive those gifts on earth from the supernatural into the natural. Sister Sarah, what do you have to say about this?
Well, I think that you've got it really covered well. Every spiritual blessing that heaven has to offer is ours. Just as a father doesn't withhold any good thing from his child, neither does our heavenly Father. So we have access to everything that our Father has access to as children of God.
Amen. So read verse 4 again, Sarah, and tell us your thoughts on this, the revelation God's given you.
Sure. So verse 4 says, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, so that we would be holy and blameless in his sight in love. So to me, that tells me that before the foundations of the world, before we were even thought about to our parents' existence, Christ and God thought about us. And he already pre-planned for us to be holy. Now, people get confused on holy sometimes, and really what that means is he made us to be set apart for him in this life. And what that means, being set apart, is we are to walk and live this life, set apart, living in a way that values his morals, his values, and his ways. It's just being different from the world, because his word says that we're to be in the world, but not of the world. And walking in that way, we will be blameless before him in his sight and because of the sacrifice that Jesus gave for us.
Whoa. Think about that. Thank you, sister. That blameless, guiltless, as if you had never sinned, that justification, that sanctification, setting us apart, that holiness means purity, purity. That love means the feast of love, applying in our life, that affection, no guilt. Jesus set us free, as Sister Sarah said. You can receive this by faith. Don't let the enemy, as I said yesterday, tell you you can't do this. Jesus, in his word, he is the living word, would not tell you to do something that you cannot do. And so in verse 5, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. So, Sarah, I'm going to put you on the spot here again. What does this mean to you, sister?
Yeah, so adoption is a very big deal for me because here in this world, I'm adopted. And so I went through a period of really learning what that meant to God and just even working through things in my own life. And what I found out, which is so amazing, as great as it is to naturally have children, if you think about those that you adopt, you're hand-picking those children out to call your own, even though they weren't originally yours, but you're hand-picking them out to choose them as your own. And so that's what our Father does. He hand-picked us out saying, I want her. I want him. Yes, he's the one that I want. And that's such a beautiful thing, because the other thing about adoption is once you adopt, they're legally yours and they cannot ever be given back at all. They're yours for life, as if they had already been born to you naturally. And that's what we are as children of God. He adopted us into his family.
Wow. Again, I say wow. According to his good pleasure, our Father God, the God that created everything, his will, his desires, his dream before the foundation of the world, he dreamed, as we said the other day, of you. And this is the baby, the child that he wanted, you. He thought of you, and you became existent in his image, his love feast, no guilt, because Jesus became the supreme sacrifice, tore that veil, and made it possible for us to be able to come boldly to him, that we are accepted, as in verse 6 says, in the beloved. You are loved. Do you need love today? Receive this word. The Father God Jehovah has waited for you for this time, this season. Just say, Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Thank you. And just receive those gifts. It is a gift. Take it. Receive it. As we're going to read right now in Ephesians 2:8. Sarah, we've got about 3 minutes. So would you read Ephesians 2:8, please?
Sure. So Ephesians 2:8 says, "For it is by grace that you have been saved, through faith, and this is not of yourselves, but it is the gift of God."
Hallelujah. So there we go. It is a gift. When someone gives you a gift, and when someone gives me a gift, I do not hesitate. I don't say, oh, I'm not worthy. Oh, no, I don't want that. I take it to receive the gift of eternal life. Nothing missing, nothing broken. The shalom of God. He wants to give it to you. It's by grace through faith. That grace is favor, driven influence of the heart, worthiness by the Father. He made you worthy. He predestined you, thought of you, wanted you as his child before the beginning of this world. You're saved, which means whole and complete. Sarah, your thought, please.
Yeah, so when it says here that this salvation, being saved, is not of yourselves, remember that it's nothing that we have done in our own effort, but it's all what's been given to us by God and by Christ. It's not anything we could have done. And all we have to do, we have the easy part. We just have to believe. We just believe that Christ died for us and rose again. And we proclaim that.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing with me today, my sister Sarah. You know, because when a baby is born, he doesn't get up and dress himself and feed himself and everything. The mama and the papa take care of him. Let God take care of you as a new creation in him. Even if you've been saved for years, let the Father be your shepherd. Let him guide you. Let him supply everything that you need. Yes, we mature as the time goes by, and we're expected to be accountable for those things that God has given us. But he's still your Father, and he loves you. He wants you to receive those gifts of eternal life, of this world of abundance. He doesn't want you to go without. So we've got about 50 seconds here left, and we want to say again, thank you for joining the Sisters of the Lord. Great news for today's world. And as we close, we want to pray for everyone, and we thank you, Father, for blessing the people, healing them, spirit, soul, and body. Let them receive your love, your gift, Lord, your goodness. As Sister Sarah and I lift them up, Father, we thank you for this precious honor to share your word, great news for today's world. And we thank you, Father, for your love that never fails, that we are predestined, set apart, holy before your eyes. In Jesus' name. Well, everybody, we love you. Let us hear from you. Sister Sarah.
Love you guys.
God.
Y'all have a great rest of your day.
Everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.